Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio from the 75th edition of Locarno Film Festival. I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Bianca Lucas, director of Law Dog in Cineasti del Presente section. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, Bianca, can you tell me a bit about your film?
It's my first feature film. We shot it in Mississippi with very limited actually means and conditions, because it was only the three of us doing the film, including the actor. So me, the DP, and the main actor, John Dix. And it's a film that explores one character's journey through grief. And really the film focuses on a rather sensorial experience of grief on an individual level, but also on a collective level, grief and trauma.
It's a very actual film, because, I mean, this sense of grief, it's something that probably it's still linked to the period that we are living, but also probably our generation. It's a generation of broken dreams.
Yeah, I think, you know, every generation has its burdens, but also every generation inherits the previous generation's skeletons and ghosts and traumas if they haven't been resolved before. So I think, you know, it's not very directly verbalized in the film, but for me, I definitely wanted to explore this notion of generational trauma, especially in the States and in that region of the States. So, as I mentioned, we shot in Mississippi, and the South is a pretty particular place, region in the States. And I would say that there's a lot of, you know, I'm from Poland, so I can relate to that very much. And I think that's where we found our connection with that region and with the actor. There's a lot of young people dealing with the grief and the trauma of what the previous generations went through or did or didn't resolve. And also, I guess, in particular, It's a pretty particular time in the U.S. You know, there has never been such a, I think, time of frustration and disillusionment in the U.S. as now. Well, there's really a sense of a bit of a civilizational downfall, actually. And so it was also that. It was the great American myth coming undone, and people having to deal with the fact that they feel kind of cheated out of that dream. So that's a lot of elements actually to explore, but again, I didn't want to verbalize it or impose on people what they should think or feel, and I didn't have any particular political agenda, but I just wanted to be there and observe and capture that atmosphere, and then But I hope that all these elements are felt in
the American dream is actually, it's not only connected with the Americans, but it's a thing that we, as Europeans, we try to absorb. And so this kind of disillusionment, it's very, it's not only American, it's a worldwide message.
Yeah, I think it's civilizational. I think it's we are really already experiencing fully now the dark side of capitalism, I think, and of course we were conscious about it before, but I think now the consequences are starting to really impact our lives. The fact that we are still being told that we can all be winners if we just try or work hard enough, and that's not how it is, because that's not life. Well, life, like the Buddhists say, life is suffering, and that's okay. But you will only increase your suffering if you don't accept that, or if you're not encouraged to nurture that vulnerability, that fragility of life. And we live in a culture that doesn't nurture that. Mm. We live in a culture that doesn't embrace difficulty and sadness and grief as a normal part of something that should be a normal part of our everyday lives. And so what happens then is there's a whole generation of people or several generations of people who feel like there's something wrong with how they feel. There's something wrong with how they're experiencing the world. They end up feeling weak, and they end up feeling like they're not a good part of society. And that actually leads to unnecessary suffering. And I think that's an isolation. And that's what we were trying to also show in the film, is the grief itself is not the problem. The problem is the isolation that comes with a society that doesn't make space for grief like that.
And this brings us to the title and the poetry, yeah. Love a Dog, that it's beautiful. I read it, and
Rumi poem. Yes.
You can explain this poetry better than me.
Well, when I read it, it was very soothing to me, actually, when I read it. And I read it while I was making the film, so it wasn't there from the beginning, but it kind of appeared at a perfect time. And basically, the poem says that the poem is about a guide of souls that comes and visits a regular man and asks him why he stopped praying. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, because I never got a return message. I never got an answer. And the guide of souls says, you're missing the point. The prayer is the answer. And the desire and the search for meaning is already the answer. And the grief that you feel is that is the connection. You don't, there's nothing, you are where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm also paraphrasing it in a very, not a very eloquent way, but the last lines of the poem, of course, are very important, which is, listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the names of. Give your life to be one of them. And it's just about embracing and being okay with the fact that every human goes through life longing for something, missing something, mm-hmm. longing for connection. But that desire itself is already a form of connection. And that can really, if we could embrace that a little bit more in our society, to be okay with the search and not necessarily the result, I think we could probably be a bit calmer, all of us, or a bit more acceptance of ourselves.
This is your first feature film. What was the biggest challenge that you had to face making this film?
Oh, I mean, there are so many challenges, because in the beginning we were going to do something else. I was traveling to Mississippi. I didn't have a very concrete plan. We had a camera. We wanted to do some research. Maybe we thought, oh, we can start making a documentary about this community, because I was quite fascinated by the town and the community and the history. And John was sort of there as our guide through that, really, because he's born and bred in that part of the States. And we arrived with my cinematographer, Josefina Gotsman, in March 2020. And a week later, they closed the borders, the U.S. borders. And so we were in Mississippi, and for two or three weeks, you know, everyone went into lockdown very quickly. Everything happened so fast. Some people were grabbing emergency flights to Poland. We didn't want to do that straight away, because we really weren't sure how things were going to pan out. So we just, and we thought, okay, we're in the nature, we're in a small town, we're safer here. So we stayed in Mississippi, and for a few weeks I didn't really know what to do. And me, myself, I was going through quite a big heartbreak at the time. I was really experiencing a huge sense of loss and disappointment, and I had all these feelings that I didn't know what to do with. And my DP, Josefina, John, and I, we went into lockdown together. We rented a house by the river. And I think I went into my room for two, 3 weeks just thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? What should I do? Are we still doing this? Are we not doing this? Should I go back to Poland? And then I just, after 2 weeks, I came out and I said, guys, let's just start filming. I have this very simple narrative. I have a starting point. it felt like a reflection of, you know, what a lot of us were going through and what I was personally going through. And we started to slowly build the narrative and to shoot over time, but a very unconventional shooting because John was still working. At the time he was pouring concrete. That was his day job. And he still worked during COVID. So we had to work around his working hours. And we also, the outdoor scenes, we only wanted to shoot them during magic hour around 5 to 7 PM. So we would only actually shoot for maybe 2 or 3 hours a day, every other day. You know, we ended up staying in Mississippi for 2 months. I mean, I ended up staying in Mississippi for 2 months. Josefina ended up staying forever because they fell in love and they got married. And she just stayed. So, I mean, this is all to say that there were so many challenges. We didn't have proper equipment. I recorded the sound myself. The lenses were broken. We would tape them to the camera with duct tape. I was so scared and confused, and I was driven. I wanted to do this, and I was somehow, it was such an organic process. All of these feelings were just spilling out of me into John and into the camera. But it was hard, very hard. And then I started the post-production in Mexico, and that was also very difficult for me to go through that process because in many ways, it's not that I discovered the film in the editing because I had a pretty, by the time we started shooting, I had a pretty clear outline, but I was reliving the whole experience and the whole film and all of the difficult feelings that came with it. During the editing. And it was a long process because I didn't have proper funding or financing, so we had to take breaks. But I definitely learned a lot. You know, I think my next film I would like to do with a bit more support, you know, because all of us, we all did this for free. We all worked very hard. You know, all of us have had other jobs next to it. And I mean all of us, the editor, the post-producer, the sound designer, you know, everyone was actually just doing us a favor working on this film. They did such an amazing job, but I was really fighting to get any kind of space, and any kind of possibility to finish this film. And there was a moment where I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to finish this. But luckily we did it, and we're in Locarno, so...
Well, you made it.
yes, we made it in the end. Yeah.
So thank you, Bianca Lucas, director of Love Dog in Cineasti del Presente section here at Locarno Film Festival. And I'm Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.